The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Healers or hucksters, how to find a great alternative practitioner. Of course, I hate the word alternative. I would like to say just practitioner who chooses to use other forms of medicine than medication and surgery. But for the record, we'll call them alternative practitioner. Now, a lot of people are walking around going, man, I want more than medication. I want prevention. I want some of this stuff. They'll go into this doctor's office and they'll give them 20 bottles of supplements and say, here, take all these things. You need it. Or they'll spend $1,000 on hormones. And then when those run out, they feel worse and they're left disgruntled. Now, one of the things I need to tell you about this healers or hucksters, how to find a great alternative practitioner segment, is the truth. And the truth is there's not a lot of great ones out there. And I'm sorry to say that, but you need to understand the history. Because if you are somebody that is choosing to go out and get acupuncture, or choosing to see a naturopathic physician for your primary care, or a naturopathic cardiologist like myself, you have to understand we're young. The systems are old, but the disciplines in America are young. For example, around the 20s, almost every state had a naturopathic medical school, an osteopathic medical school. The chiropractors were quite prominent. It was a world of what we call eclecticism. There was herbalists called the Thompsonians. There was Indian doctors, midwives. There was a lot of choice. There was also a lot of scams. But what happened in the 30s and 40s is most of those schools went away, some for good reasons, because they were just scams, but others, mostly because of business competition, they were gone. Well, naturopathic medicine in my discipline was down to just one small school in Portland, Oregon, and then we have climbed our way back. But we're young. I'm 48 years old. I'm one of the older docs. There's a generation ahead of us, but then there may be 10 years ahead of us. That's it. Maybe 15 years. But then the docs after that, they're in their late 90s or hundreds, and we have a 40-year gap. Because we went away. You have to understand, listeners, that we almost got wiped out. Everything but drugs and surgery was basically wiped out of this country. The osteopaths stayed viable by copying the MDs and just survived by the skin of their teeth. And now they've got their own hospitals and they're doing neat things. I hope they continue back to their roots a little bit more, as many osteopaths do. But that's how they survived. The chiropractor said, we'll adjust. The naturopath said, oh, they'll never get rid of us. Guess what? They did. So the reason why there's not a lot of great practitioners out there is we're young. You'll see a lot of hype out there. You will see this doctor went to Johns Hopkins and to Harvard and to all these things. So what? So what? Not one of those schools has any quality integrative or naturopathic or natural medicine programs. There's a few okay programs out there. I think the program at Duke's okay. I think the program at University of Arizona is okay. Now let's look at Chinese medicine. Well, there's two problems with it. And I'm going to answer your question, healers or hucksters, how to find a great alternative practitioner. But you need to understand why there's not a lot of great practitioners out there. Let's look at Chinese medicine. In China, it's practiced very differently. Largely these big rooms, people getting acupuncture 2-3 times a day sometimes, and drinking these god-awful teas that smell like old sweat socks. Incredibly effective system. It's also Chinese treating Chinese. So you have similar diets, similar problems. It's not, you don't have a Chinese doctor treating a 6'5", 300-pound defensive lineman for the Cardinals or for the Bears or something like that. You have Chinese treating Chinese. So it's very different. Now, when they come here or when Americans train, they're learning, they're trying to do like acupuncture twice a week, and they didn't practice for years before getting their degrees. Most of the Chinese medicine schools in Asia are 10 years versus a couple years in America. So it takes them 5, 6, 7, 10 years of practicing to get good, unless they go to China and train and then figure out how to adapt it here. And that's not a lot, right? Hence, there's not a lot of quality practitioners in the alternative market. So what do you want to know? I want alternative medicine. I don't want the ADHD drugs. I am depressed. I want off of this. Well, the number one thing you look for, number one, more than anything in the alternative practitioner field, ears to the transistor, please, is word of mouth. I know it's not sexy. I know it's not, hey, look, if they went to Bastyr or Southwest College, they're great. They may not be. Look, I went to Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and then I did my training at Arizona Heart. Arizona Heart Hospital may be a good hospital for some, maybe not good for others. Some graduates from my medical school are incredible healers and gifted. Others, I would not let trim my dog's nails. It's very individual. Others get caught up all in dogma. Well, you'll go see that naturopath and they only want to do Chinese medicine, or they'll only want to do homeopathy, and that may not be your fit, so it doesn't work. The number one thing out there is word of mouth. Please, when you are considering using a doctor that is an alternative type of doc, talk to your local health food stores. Talk to people out there who say, you know, hey, John, you had that back injury before. What did you do for that? Oh, I went to see Lisa Johnson. She's my chiropractor. Well, how'd she do? Eh, she was okay. But then I found, you know, Amy Smith. And man, that was the one, because Lisa really cracked my back hard and I needed it easier. So Amy was the one. Now, what'd you get? If you want a more cracked back, you can use Lisa. But if you're Amy, if you want it, whatever. Word of mouth is by far the most important thing. It is for medical doctors, too. Look, you can look at all the credentials in the world. In fact, this just came up the other day. A friend of mine, his daughter needs valve surgery. She's 55 years old and needs it soon. And she wanted to go see a surgeon who I really know well. But I know this surgeon's personal life is a mess. It's an absolute mess. So I said, no, I just wouldn't use him right now. I would use these other two. 3 years ago, I would have used that surgeon, not even thought about it. But that surgeon's life is an absolute mess. So do I want that person under the knife? No. And that's what word of mouth got her. Now, odds are she'd be fine. And believe me, this doctor has credentials, bar none, the most impressive I've ever seen. But the word of mouth that dad called everybody he knew, got all the information, find out the issue, led to a better surgical process. She used a friend of mine who's doing real well, and her valve is in place. She's out running laps, doing fantastic. Word of mouth is by far the most important things. Now, the National Institutes of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, or National Center for, this is part of the NIH, they give you a lot of tips, like find out what school they went to, find out certifications. Will they work together with other healthcare practitioners? Are they specialized in your field? Check your insurance. Now, I like that. You know, NIH is saying, look, if you're going to go see an alternative doctor, make sure you check your insurance first. And that's true. And you have to understand that the best alternative practitioners I know are outside the insurance system. They can take it, a lot of it, but they just don't. Or others, it's just not covered. And Arizona, where I practice, most of the insurance doesn't cover me. And tell your healthcare providers about any complementary approaches that you're doing. And that's where it comes to the conclusion. You're going to be told by all of your doctors in alternative medicine to make sure you tell your regular doctor, especially if you're on meds, what you're doing. I think that that's true, but just understand that they probably aren't going to be supportive. Medicine's still a competition for business. The naturopaths want to be seen. The chiropractors want to be seen. The acupuncturists want to be seen. You make that decision. As Dr. Holly Lucille says, be your own primary care practitioners. Healer Hucksters, how to find the great alternative practitioner. Word of mouth. That's the answer. Word of mouth. Talk to your health food stores. Talk to other doctors. Talk to everybody you know about what experience they had, and then make your choice. And that's how we help you stay well. Radio MD.